Across the breadth of the British Commonwealth in Wales, Grace Williams was born in the town of Bury on the Glamorganshire coast. She lived from 1906 to 1977, and she occupies a position of first importance in the history of music in Wales. She came from a musical family and fondly remembered the days when she played violin in a family trio. After studying at the University of Cardiff, she went on to the Royal College of Music. She, like Peggy Glanville Hicks, studied with Ralph Vaughan Williams, and also, like Glanville Hicks, went to Vienna to study with Egon Velitz. I don't know whether these two women knew each other, but it seems likely that they did. Grace Williams was highly self-critical. On May 10, 1951, she wrote in her diary in red ink, "Day of Destruction. Examined all my music and manuscripts and destroyed nearly all which I considered not worthy of performance." A four-movement symphony for full orchestra, complete in 1943, was one victim of these occasional purges, although the scherzo has survived. It was some 13 years before the composer attempted a second symphony. It was completed in 1956 and revised in 1975 and is the work we will listen to next. It is a four-movement piece. The third movement was the first to be composed, and here is what she wrote about it to her friend Elizabeth McConkie. "Have at last got down to my second symphony. Just finished the sketch of the scherzo and started the slow movement. I have been in despair over it. Thought I was past it and ought to give up the commission. Then I did get going on this scherzo. Now I've finished the sketch and I think it adds up quite logically and sounds alive, even if it is a bit of an ugly duckling." I find this symphony a powerful and expressive work, sometimes achingly beautiful, sometimes militant. It ends a bit abruptly, but it is totally interesting throughout. Let's see what you think. Symphony No. 2 by Grace Williams. Sir Charles Groves is conducting the London Symphony Orchestra.